This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for the first day of November 2018.
Anybody want a Skittle? It's the day after Halloween.
It is the, was it All Saints Day?
It's Dia de los Muertos, the day of the dead in Mexico, too.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Talk to her dead relatives. Fantastic. Hey, did you see that story, that woman in England who said that she had intercourse with a ghost?
With 20 ghosts, and now she's engaged to one. 20 spirits, she said. I think spirits were involved in the spirit side.
I think so,
that's
too.
Good grief.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's one story we didn't do today.
No, we didn't get to that one, unfortunately, because we had important things like reading glasses make your eyesight worse. As we look at Janie, which we discovered has never been to an optometrist.
I've been a hypochondriac about this because I really did think that just wearing the readers had been making my vision worse, but turns out it's just been getting worse anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. The glasses just make things clearer, but it doesn't mean that your eyes are becoming reliant on them. It just means that you're getting older. That's what my optometrist told me.
That's true.
After a long, lengthy conversation. It's like, you can do it now, or you can do it in 5 years when you can't read.
It's muscle weakness. You have muscles that focus your eyes in and out, and when you get older, those muscles weaken, and it's harder to see things close up.
Yeah, so
Hey, you live that long. That's a pretty good deal, actually.
It's a pretty good deal. We also learned today that helium is your iPhone's worst enemy.
Isn't this weird?
I never would have thought this, but there was a systems specialist at a hospital near Chicago. A couple of weeks ago, he noticed that he was getting calls saying that people's iPhones and Apple Watches were not working.
Right.
Couldn't really figure out what was going on, so he's a big fan of Reddit. And he went on Reddit and he kind of asked the question around, and obscurely somebody had mentioned something about helium. Come to find out, the hospital uses helium to cool a lot of equipment, and they actually had installed a brand new MRI machine in this hospital.
Right.
So after rooting around and figuring out, by gosh, yes, the machine was leaking liquid helium into the ventilation system, and that is why people's phones had failed.
Isn't that something?
I would have never imagined that this would happen.
It messes up like an internal clock on your phone and your watch, and it takes. But Apple goes, just go and air it out for a week.
Yeah, that's the fix to it. It'll work fine, but it really screws with the phone. So.
How many Star Trek episodes were a problem with a leak in the coolant system?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, a lot. Right there, I can really relate.
Foods to eat when you're in that midnight raid into the pantry or the refrigerator.
All right, I said eat ice cream with a chicken leg, and apparently that was wrong.
No,
I'll at least take the ice cream.
Yeah, I'm thinking you might have some pretty wicked dreams if you had that as a midnight snack.
Maybe so.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Actually, if you're gonna look, we're gonna do it anyway. So why not have some key items that we can snack on? And the thing is that you want to get a protein because that'll kind of. First off, it takes longer for your body to digest, and also it aids in your sleep.
And a good fat in there, too, isn't bad. A little bit is all right.
Healthy fat, carbs, and a little protein sounds pretty good. So a little bit of peanut butter, almond butter, cashew butter with some fruit should work for you. If you're going to go the yogurt route, make sure you get some sugar-free or low-sugar varieties because it has a lot of sugar in it. And then I thought this was kind of interesting. You may not actually be hungry. You may be thirsty.
That's right.
A lot of times. So go ahead and brew up a cup of decaffeinated tea. It'll help to fill up your belly, provide antioxidants, and the ritual of drinking tea may actually help you fall asleep.
And during the day, too, if you think you're hungry, have a glass of water. It might be you're just thirsty. So the symptoms are very similar.
Yeah.
You know, I find that to be the case anyway. When I'm dieting, I try to drink water anyway, but when I drink more water, it constantly makes me feel a little more full. So that's maybe a good idea during the night, too.
And it's good for your skin.
Well, I was going to say, now that it's getting cooler, the humidity's down a little bit too, you're going to be expending water faster than you're bringing it in.
Well, and I always have to wake up in the middle of the night to pee anyway, so I doubt it's going to affect the amount of times I have to do that. So.
I'm in the system right now where I wake up about 20 minutes before my alarm to
pee. Don't you hate that?
It drives me insane.
The worst.
I know.
That
was me this morning. That is exactly what happened this morning to
me.
So now Halloween is behind us. Black Friday, Cyber Monday will be here before you know it. And a lot of times, just because something's on sale or on a flyer doesn't necessarily mean it's a good deal.
Yeah, there's more and more lawsuits now against big companies saying, hey, you said this was on sale, but fraudulently, no, it's not on sale.
Well, what they end up doing is deceptive pricing techniques where they actually increase the price of the item, and the sale price happens to be the regular price.
So if I have an object and I double the price but give you a BOGO, it's even, right?
It's even, yeah. And that's what they say a lot of times, BOGO sales. Typically, you think they're going to be 50% off what you're buying, but actually, now you're just buying, you know, there's no discount at all.
Yeah, they inflated the other price, so it makes it look like a deal.
So, you know, what you want to do, instead of checking on these gimmicks, especially around Black Friday, we found out, you know, for the last few years, many of the Black Friday sales have been duplicates of the year prior. So, you know, they're really not a good deal. So if you want to check out some browser extensions when you're shopping on your laptop or your desktop computer, and some apps on your phone, anything from Price Tracker to Coupon Sherpa, even Camel, these will all give you a definite price, so you can kind of shop around and see if this is indeed a good deal.
Yeah, it's good to know. It's like when you're shopping for a car, you want that, you know, what the base price is, and that's where you go from.
Well, it kind of makes me think of Bath & Body Works. You know, they always have these I love their candles, right? So, but most of the time, they always have like buy one, get one for the big candles. Or either they're like $12.50, and kind of like what we talked about earlier, they might have one day or one week tops where they're regular price. So it's just like, you just kind of go check it out regular and get to know the price points before you
smart shopper.
Yeah, think that their ad is the word, you know?
Yeah, and you know, by the way, I love the BOGOs, especially when it's stuff I already buy, because you know I was already going to buy it anyways, so you get it for free. But yeah, just really just kind of pay attention. And then this was interesting. We're in the 50th anniversary of the Motion Picture Association of America's voluntary rating system.
MPAA.
Yeah. So those are the people that say, you know, at the end of the big trailer, rated R.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
PG. Picture
it's actually really good.
Yes. Just talk like this.
But yeah, so the little rating actually started this day back in 1968. And they did a little number crunching saying, what has been the most popular rating? Has it been PG-13, maybe a G movie? I actually thought PG-13 would be high up there, but it is not. Number one by a distance is R-rated movies.
That's amazing.
Of the 29,791 movies okayed by the board, 17,202 are R-rated movies. Coming in a distant second is PG at 5,578. PG-13 only 4,913, and then G-rated only 1,574.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine that the gap would be so big. I mean, I think you made a great point earlier that PG-13 was a rating that was developed in like the 80s, so it hasn't been around as long, but still, 17,000 to 4,000.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of times that movies that are R, they have to, because PG-13 and PG movies make a little bit more money, so what they'll do is you can have a certain amount of swear words or nudity or something like that, so if they just kind of cut that out, you go instantly from an R to a PG-13.
It's like, you can have one F word, but that's it. But have you ever watched like a really severe, gruesome action movie where they don't use profanity? It's kind of it's almost strange. Maybe I'm just desensitized. But.
Well, yeah, it was, and it is kind of funny when you see movie trailers when they say the movie's not been rated. What it generally means is it has been rated. It's just they don't like the rating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So
I didn't
know that.
You
don't have to go with that.
They want to go with something that's going to be a little bit more mass appeal.
Interesting.
And then finally, we learned, voting is the midterms coming up on Tuesday, November 6th. Early voting continuing through November 3rd, 2018. But maybe you're a little bit confused in where you go to early vote or to vote period, or maybe you have some questions on the amendments or the candidates. Here to the rescue is Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Because everybody thinks of Daryl Hall and John Oates when they're voting.
This is the greatest.
Well, I think it's more John Oates because I don't think he has much going on. But the band partnered with Twillo to create Getting Out the Votes, V-O-A-T-S, like John Oates, a hotline dedicated to helping voters find their local polling place by dialing 5404-VOTES, V-O-A-T-E-S. Between now and Election Day, you're actually going to get a recorded message from John Oates himself. And then you can just type in a couple of keywords, and they'll go ahead and text you your polling place for you so you know exactly where you want to go. Isn't the first time that Hall & Oates have been there to save the day. Colin Oates has been up for quite a while. If you dial 719-26-OATS, you'll hear a Hall & Oates songs being in a continuous loop.
Okay. That's so cool. I didn't know that existed either, and I love that he's making a killing by using his name. He's got to be making some money off of this, right?
Of course. Licensing it.
I don't know, but I think it's free because, if you're a rich girl, it doesn't really matter. But I'm a little out of touch.
All Sarah smile.
When it comes to this.
Storm, you're on a roll, man.
He is. So there's our show for today, the first day of November 2018. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC ya.
Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.